get rid of.
What do you do with good wood ashes like that?
I put them up in a can, and Tom gets them for his little garden. He scatters it all around. About once a week, and gets the ashes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's coming down.
Who's that?
That's Bess's husband.
Oh. I don't know that I'd recognize him or not.
So you don't recognize him?
I don't recognize him.
It's just stray looking station wagon be out there, light and green. So that's his. So she in New York now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
and so he heard from her today. And they put my brother in the hospital. Let's see, when she got there, he was in the hospital. And so she said she'd write back and let after she find out everything. She didn't couldn't see the doctor.
Yeah.
After she found out how everything is.
So you heard from her today?
Yes.
And when was that? Saturday, she left?
She left Saturday. Oh, you're
Friday. Friday.
I see.
Friday.
She left on that 3 o'clock train.
Oh. That's a long trip.
That's right.
Long trip. That's a lot of going she's going to have to do when she gets back down here.
Yeah, that's right. She wanted me to go, but I told her, no, I didn't feel like I better not try to go up there. Well, I haven't been too well, and so I think I better stay here.
Well, I expect you to do well, all right. You'd enjoy the ride, you know. You'd see a lot of people.
Yeah, well, up in New York, it's worse now than it was when I left it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sick.
And I used to be downtown, right in the middle of every bit of it. I used to be down on Park Avenue. I was down there with the council. So it just jammed. It's the traffic, the traffic of cars. It just one right after another.
Yeah. Yeah. Just solid.
Sure is.
And a lot more now than it was then, you know that.
Oh, yes, my goodness. It was a man with a friend, Mr. Goon, and he was a Jew. And his name was Zeckendahl. And he said he's going to build New York and have the traffic all overhead and the people walking down here underneath that, like a bridge, you see. He wanted to make New York like that. He was an architect, you know. So he wanted to. Where they had downtown at the Grand Central, they had it made like that. The bridges up here and the people down under here. It'll be a time getting that done, I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. tablets still have?
Oh, yeah.
You haven't had trouble breathing since you got them?
Mm-mm. Going over there.
Well, that's a remarkable thing, isn't it?
Yes, sir. You know, why didn't I take one of them a day? You know, I say that I could take two of them a day. But they don't worry me up. You see, I don't hurt nowhere, and all over here hurting.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have no trouble breathing.
That is remarkable. Well, once you get that inflammation out, the irritation out of your chest, or whatever it is, your head, maybe this'll just give you enough relief to where you can get back normal. You didn't ask Ms. Patterson what to take.
No.
She might have had something right there.
Well, I was taking that doctor up and I didn't want to cross. I asked the doctor today what she said. She was tired. She went to O'Kelly yesterday with your sister. And she operated on one eye. And they had to get back to the hospital and operate on the other. And she's stone blind now. And everywhere you go, she go, you have to care of her, leave her. And she just won't out. We know my sister yesterday, she put a tub of clothes on the washer. She had to go back and get them out. She wasn't there, she came down there in a minute. She was, you know how it is. I'm getting old and I'm about to go out. She felt that feeling good.
I'd forgotten about that, about her sister.
Oh, all right.
Who was Pastor?
Mm-hmm, Pastor's sister. One in O'Kelly. Oh. She's blind.
You
sure?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't either? Mm-hmm. I know she had a sister in Georgia.
Yeah.
You want him.
Yeah.
I didn't know I ain't no Kelsey. You call up to about how she get along.
I sure do.
I asked who was she, my sister. Her eyes are bad. She can't see she got the leader. So she told me this morning she had to go to the hospital and operate on one eye. Hit when I had to go back and operate on the other. So she's stone blind now. That's what I'm going to tell you. You think of old folks, if something getting wrong with that, ain't no use going to the hospital for them, because you can't do it no good. No one put them out.
Oh, all right. What are you saying?
I don't think none of my witnesses but this time.
Just me, Tyler. Her sister over here is not a witness. Some of them has ideas about the hospitals, you know. They don't want to do certain things.
And I thank God, people. Thank God, folks. They don't want to know. It's all men, you see.
Yeah.
They don't want to put them in front of no doctor, no hospital. They deal care of
them. Yeah.
So when I'm picking them, go to a doctor.
Yeah. Yes, sir, the better it is, the better I like it.
The dealer said, if he not got to go to nobody else's film, but he who he wouldn't film.
Now, what's that?
If he not allowed to go to nobody else's film, but he who he wouldn't film.
I didn't realize that.
Well, that's what he said. Now, you would be who he wouldn't if he can go to your film. But you ain't not allowed to do it.
Well, you know, Miss Patterson doesn't go, she don't even hear anything on the radio except her own thing. She won't turn on Roy Mason, that Sunday school forum, or any of those things.
But it's
rather
go to any of them.
Yeah.
You hold your load, you hold the shoe too.
Yeah.
If you know you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she does that, I know.
John tried to get Jamie hit me again. He said, put the feet in the top and let them go down easy out of it. And then put the basket on, put one on. Throw the basket on one, but he got out and went that basket on.
Yeah, they're quicker than I am.
Yeah. I feel if I had a thing like the dog catcher, you know, the catch. Cats and dogs. I thought I might could catch them that way, but he had something that he'd catch me on with, but I thought it was deep enough, but it wasn't deep enough. I went and got his fork up there. But he just wanted to catch me on a little round thing about that round. But it ain't deep, it's shallow.
Well, now, Miss Bessie, I never saw the dog catcher catch a dog.
No?
Okay, no.
Oh, the dog catcher, he has a net on a long pole, and he can catch any dog, no matter what kind of dog he is. They catch them, and when they catch in that net, they carry them to the wagon and put them in the wagon. See, they empty them out in the wagon, and they can't get out.
Can't buy them.
No, they can't bite. I've seen them catch many one in the street. You see, they catch people's dogs, they don't have a license. So they catch them and take them down. Downtown to the dog kennel. And if you don't go get it, why then it's a supposed of me. Oh, yeah, they catch them. And cats, too, same way. They catch a casket, take the net, and just throw this net right over him. And he get in there, you see, he get wound up in there, you see, and he can't get out.
Yeah.
You see, the feet get, he can't climb up the net, you see. And the feet get hung in the net. So they catch him. I used to look at the man catch dogs in the street. Oh, yeah, the dog catcher was made just like a. I think Buddy got a hand on just like the dog can.
But it's deeper.
Huh?
It's deeper.
Oh, yeah, the thing be deep, you see. Mm-hmm. And the cat and the dog can't climb up out of it, see.
Well, I seen a man out in the fort mile, I was catching the dog.
Uh-huh.
It had a green truck and the dog in the back. And every time he catch the dog, he can put him in that wagon. He shut the dog, go back, catch him another.
That's right. That's where they catch him.
And you've seen it?
Yes, sir. I've seen it before.
Well, how long is the stick he uses?
Sir?
How long is the handle?
Oh, it's a long handle.
It's a long handle. That thing out there, Buddy, is just about long as a dog catcher.
Mm-hmm. But that wide, about that deep.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You go around or something, but it's that deep.
Yeah.
When you catch me, then he can't come out.
Yeah. If I had cornbread, I think that'd make them taste better.
Well, yeah, cornbread is good with them. If you make good cornbread now, that's no water cornbread.
What do you put in your cornbread?
I put a teaspoon of mayonnaise. Good and beat it up like you're making a cake and put it in a small pan in the oven and let it bake. But that mayonnaise makes it loose and good, you know. You never eat with the mayonnaise in there.
Well, then I know how. How long, where did you pick that idea up?
Well, I don't know, I just picked it up.
Long time ago?
Oh, long time ago. It makes it loose, don't be tight. Makes it real loose. And I make it up thin, not too stiff, make it up thin. A little buttermilk in it, and my eggs, and salt, mayonnaise, and the grease. And it makes it real nice.
Do you keep buttermilk?
Yeah, I buy it. I buy it about half a gallon.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I get the half a gallon every. I get the half a gallon Monday, and then Friday I won't have to get none, and then I get the half a gallon again next Monday.
You just use it for cooking?
No, I drink it. I drink buttermilk. But I don't drink it so often. So whenever I feel empty, I just go get a glass of buttermilk.
Oh, yeah. And a piece of cornbread.
Well, if I ain't got no cornbread, I just eat a little piece of light bread with it.
Uh-huh.
I put a little jelly on it or something like that.
I believe a little cornbread, have a little piece of cornbread lying around, it's about as good as anything.
Well, yes, it's good. And you by putting that mayonnaise in it, it makes it soft and don't dry out so quick, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it nice. That's really good with that mayonnaise in it.
How much cornbread did you make at one time?
Oh, I don't make but just a small piece. We're paying about that. Just make it very small, because ain't nobody eat it but me.
Yeah, and then you don't want to keep it too long, it don't taste so good.
No. No, nobody eats it but myself.
Children don't eat it?
Who?
The children.
Yeah, they eat it. They eat it when I cook it. But I don't cook it so often.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't just have it here as a regular thing?
No, I don't have it as a regular thing. I just cook it whenever I feel like eating it.
Twice a week?
Well, sometimes I do. Sometimes twice a week.
I could keep cornbread all the time.
You do?
Yeah, I could, but I don't. Faye doesn't like it.
She don't.
At least, well, she may like it, but she doesn't make it, you know.
Well, I tell you, it's good. It's good for you. Because so much light bread ain't good.
Yeah.
No, so much light bread ain't good for you.
Nothing to it, anyhow.
No.
Mm-hmm. Have you had any green beans lately?
No, I haven't had any lately.
What's the big difference?
Anybody got none, maybe?
I haven't seen any. What's the big difference in the pole beans and the bunch beans?
Different?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's a better eating bean in the bunch beans, you see?
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of sweet, you know? And the bunch beans, you know, they're all right, but I mean, but the pole beans is much better.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice and sweet.
You cook them about the same?
Yeah, you cook them about the same.
Now, you don't put any grease in them at all.
Grease?
Mm-hmm.
I put a little piece of meat in them. Just cook them. But when I French them, I don't put no meat in them. I like them better French, but I don't take time to French them.
Yeah, take longer?
Take a little to cut them.
Mm-hmm.
Fix
oh,
them
yeah.
Them.
Yeah.
But don't take a long to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I like a little butter in them when I put the French them, you know. You don't, it'd be nice and sweet. The taste is good. But the beans, put meat in them, they don't, they taste all right, but not as good as they are when they're French.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you like them better that way?
Yeah. I like them either way. I just like beans.
You like beans.
Mm-hmm. I tell you the truth, I like them better the way we used to cook. We used to cook them, you see, with a good bit of fat meat in them.
Yeah.
Side meat. But now we quit that, you see. I can just eat beans without any seasoning much at all.
You do?
Just very little. But they don't have the taste like they do cook with.
No, when you come with just salt meat.
Boots cook?
Boots? Yeah, she can cook.
Does she cook like you do?
No, nothing like it. Nothing like it.
How does she cook?
Well, she cooked the old-fashioned way, old southern style of cooking. Old-fashioned way, people used to do years ago.
How she cook beans?
Well, she cook them like that. She boil, break them, and string them, and break them in two, and put a piece of meat in them and let them boil.
Just let them boil.
Mm-hmm. That's what she cook.
How she cook peas?
Peas. How she shell them and then put them in and let them cook them. Put a piece of meat in them. Get a little fried meat grease and put in them.
Mm-hmm.
Season them up good.
How she cook cornbread?
She cook cornbread. She cook it pretty much the way I cook it.
With mayonnaise and all?
Mm-hmm. Put mayonnaise in it.
She learned from you.
Yeah.
How does she cook meat?
Roast meat. I don't know. She never roast no meat here. We never roast no meat, just boil, fried or boil it or something like that, never roast.
Mm-hmm. Well, what does she cook, sort of old-fashioned?
She cooks vegetables and it's whatever she cooks, just cook it like old-fashioned way of cooking.
What else did she cook?
Well, I know she never did cook much here because I don't always cook it.
She cook eggs?
Eggs. She boil them.
Boil them? Now, Bootsy always said she didn't like to do housework. She'd rather work in the field.
Yeah, she'd rather work in the field. She never the field hand. She never worked in no house.
Mm-hmm. Who is Joe?
That's her daughter.
What's her name? Joe?
Josephine? Josephine Pye, I reckon. I don't know. I don't know her husband's name. I don't know.
Where's her husband?
Down to Fort Pierce.
He's down there.
Yeah, she just come up here to wait on Luke.
Oh, did she?
Mm-hmm. I've been knowing Joe ever since she was a little girl.
How old, Joe?
I don't know how old she is, exactly how old she is. I know she's around 50, isn't it?
She don't look it, does she?
No, she don't.
She's sort of big and hefty, you know, but she don't look that age. You think she's that old?
Joe around 50. But I've been knowing Joe ever since she was a little girl. I know her when she used to steal up on that hill, Mr. Harris.
Yeah.
And she was a little girl, and she was about like Calla, a little bigger than Calla then. And that was in 19...
He died in 1939.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. That's what she said out down there talking to him the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He died the same year as Uncle Bubba.
The Butler?
Bubba.
Bubba Jackson?
Yeah, Bubba Jackson.
Uh-huh. No, he died. He died long before Bubba died. Bubba died in 40-something.
Did he?
Yeah, because old man Harris died a long time before Bubba Jackson died, because Bubba Jackson died in 40-something.
Before the war?
Before the war. No.
Well, what was Buddy's daddy's name?
Philip Sawyer.
When did he die?
I didn't know his father.
You didn't know him?
No, I didn't know Philip.
You know Miss Lizzie?
His mother. And I had seen her, but I didn't know much about her.
She died way back.
Yeah, she died way back. You see, I wasn't in Florida all the time, you see. I was just in and out here.
Uh-huh.
Just come to visit. I used to come here with Uncle Butler and them lived. There's an old house stood here. And so they lived in that then. And after they lived in
the... Actually, when you talk over that way, I can't hear you much. My hearing ain't as good as wise, and the wind blows the words away.
You do? Well, that's weird, but myself, I don't hear so good.
Well, if I'm sort of sitting in front of somebody, I can get better than I can on the side, you know.
Oh, I see. No, Uncle Butler, he died a long time before Bubba Jackson died.
Joel. Now, she done right smart work, too.
Yeah, she works a lot.
She works around different places. Has she got a family down there?
No, she has, too. Most of Boots' other girls got killed. The husband killed, and the other one got killed up in Virginia on a truck. They older than Joe.
How many children did Boots have?
Well, they had four girls, I think.
Four girls?
Wait, now let's see. There's Nancy, Joe, and... I don't know what them other two names. I can't call it name now. But I know she got there's five girls, so she got three living.
And how many? James, the only boy?
Yeah, he's the only boy. He's the oldest.
Is James married?
Oh, yeah. He's married.
Well, I thought he had a family down there.
Wife lives over here. They kind of bust up a little bit.
Oh, that's what happened.
They kind of separated, but he goes on there to see her.
Yeah.
He married Lloyd's, she was Lloyd's sister-in-law.
Oh.
Aurelia. She is Lloyd Headley's sister.
Mm-hmm. Have they got a little girl down there?
Who? Really?
Jane, yeah.
Yes, a big girl now.
Big girl, yeah. Long-legged little
yeah.
girl you used to see out there. Always waved at you.
Yeah, that's just one child.
Joe talks right well. You know, she... Seems like she's done a lot of things. You ever hear her talk much?
Yeah, I know it's not since you've been grown. So I haven't been around her much since you've been grown. Because she hasn't been here.
Mm-hmm.
She stayed down on the East Coast, came back down in there.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, now is she going to stay here and sort of take care of Bootsy?
Until she gets so she can wait on herself. I said she better stay all the time because Bootsy we could get that whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And she gone then.
Yeah, she gone then.
That's such a mess of that stuff, she gonna kill her.
Mm-hmm. That's trouble now.
I told her that Saturday night she was sitting there. I said, Booch, I said, you're going to have a stroke. I said, that stuff's going to give you a stroke. I said, now, you done drank a half a pint. And she went and got another half a pint and drank that Saturday night, see? That Sunday morning she come out here with that stroke. I told her she was going to have a stroke. I told her this was going to give her a stroke. And I said, that stuff ain't good. It'll sure kill you.
And she just got it in her system all the time.
Oh, Butcher, drink a barrel if you just give it to her. Just let her just go ahead and drink. She drink a barrel.
Just love it.
She's allergic to it. I wouldn't drink that stuff for nothing.
So when did anybody get such taste for things like that?
But you hardly find anybody that don't drink it. No, you don't find anybody much don't drink it. Yeah, cherry and all that stuff. The regular whiskey barrel.
Mm-hmm. Just think, if they had all that money to put into clothes or groceries or something.
Okay, that's all right. You'd get off.
I'd be a lot better off.
My Booch drank so much here, I call out a fuss out about drinks. Booch had one of those 10 tubs, number 3 tubs. He had a full bottle back there. I mean, the tub was full. And the size of somewhere else back there. I need to put them out there because so the man could take them off. I ain't never seen anybody drink like her in my life.
All through the week?
All through the week. Sunday, Monday, every day.
She couldn't make enough money to pay for a whiskey.
Couldn't make enough money?
To pay for her for what whiskey she drank.
Well, I don't know if she got, she did. So she make. She was in getting $20 a week or something like that.
Well, that won't buy much whiskey.
A little half a pint?
Yeah.
A little half a pint, $1.10. Sure, $5. Buy enough for her.
And that's the way she spent most of her money.
Yeah, that's the way she spent it. That's the way she spent her money. Just drinking it.
And that's the way she's been doing for years?
Yes, for years.
Well, now, nobody like that's going to stay off of it long at a time.
She'll get it as soon as she gets so she can get about and get somebody to get it for her. James told Henry him not to bring her none of that. Bring her no picture. Train is not coming.
Told who?
Henry Scott.
Yeah. These boys down there got so, this Pedro and some of them boys, they get so they can't hardly work for drinking.
Pedro.
Mm-hmm. One time they had to let him go up there, you know, he couldn't even get to work.
Frightening or anything else. I don't see how afraid of food is.
I don't either.
He's a good plow, you know, he can track it good. I guess that's really a whole long time. Let him go in and come back and
get it. Yeah, yeah.
If he could get J.R. to learn to track like Pedro, he wouldn't go with Pedro. And J.R. is good. He sticks with Freddy.
Is that right?
Oh, he's crazy about Freddy. Freddy's like him, too. Freddy do anything with J.R.
Mm-hmm.
Now, J.R. come from down to Bowdoin. He don't wait for Freddy to come for him. He'll walk all the way up to the store. Walk way up there for Freddy. If Freddy go down there and get him sometime, well, he just don't slip himself. But most of the time, J.R. walks up to that store.
That's a good walk.
It is a good walk, but he don't mind it. He just don't mind it. And Fred, he'd do anything for Fred, don't care what. He'd stick with Freddy. And Fred had it about like somebody else, not like Jeff. He could get along all right, but he can't get nobody to stick down like Jeff.
Well, now, Boots has thrown a lot of Freddy.
Oh, yes. But she couldn't do that kind of work, though. Do clown and things like Freddy wants, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She couldn't do that.
I don't guess J.R. can use a tractor at all.
A little bit. Fred said you want to learn about track.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe he can do it.
I don't know, he can drive it. That's all. Fred makes him get on and drive from the field up back to the house. I think he might learn. He might.
But now he behaves himself during the week.
Yeah. All the week.
But then when the Saturday night comes.
Well, he don't drink no more beer. He drinks beer. Saturday night comes after.
Well, if they drink beer, it'd be a different story.
Huh?
It'd be a different story if they drink beer.
Yeah. Because he drinks that, got some old beer called 45 or 445 or something like that. And it's strong.
Oh. They don't make it themselves. No.
No, I don't know. It comes. It's in a distillery.
Oh.
Yeah, it's distillery. Coke 45 or something like that. I don't know how it tastes or not. But they say it'll make you drunk.
I talked to Joe 2-3 times passing by there, and she talks well, and she's done a lot of things, worked at a lot of places, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And she seems to have done kind of like Bootsy.
Drink?
No, and, you know, done field work, a lot
of field
work.
That's what she's been doing. Of course, she has worked in the house, but more than Boots has, she's down on the East Coast, you see.
Uh-huh.
But not up here. She worked on the East Coast. She was in Fort Lauderdale and Hollywood and Miami, I think, and different places down there. And so many places down there you can get work, you know, to do in the house.
A lot of rich people down there.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't hear her talk about doing any housework. It was all field work. Well, you know, what she's talking about.
What's she talking about?
Yeah, and she talked about working over towards Newberry and Trenton and over here. And
she's over there when Booth is over there. Booth used to live over there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what'd she do after Uncle Buddy Harrison died?
Well, she went on.
She go. Well, she's pretty young then. She didn't go with Bootsy then?
No, she was. Bootsy stayed here. Bootsy has been over there about 10 years over to Newberry, back over there. But she lived here all her life.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Joe has been down
on the East Coast.
East Coast for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, is that where she learned to talk and tell all those things?
I guess so.
It don't sound like the East Coast. Sounds just like, you know, somebody brought up around here. It don't sound like it. Well, I don't
win. She came up here and stayed. She was up here yesterday. She came up here and stayed for about a night. I don't know what she's doing today.
She get along without Carrie?
Oh, yeah, she get along without Carrie. She didn't care what it was.
I imagine Carrie worry anybody.
Yeah, so she said Carrie worry her. She said she, if Carrie wouldn't there, she'd get along much better.
Cat doesn't know the
truth.
Now, is she a pretty good cook?
She can cook pretty good some things.
What does she cook the best?
I don't know if she cooks the best, but I mean she can cook some things pretty good and some things Liza
won't
like
it.
She
won't
eat
them. What is it Liza don't like that she cooks?
What she don't like?
That Carrie cooks.
Well, whenever Carrie cooks, she don't care for. Some kind of a meat or something like that, because she's on a kind of high blood.
Mm-hmm.
She don't eat it, see. She don't like it. But she don't eat it. And she'll eat a vegetable, some kind of vegetable, so she cooks.
Carrie cook a good bit of meat?
Yeah, she cooks pretty good meat. Well, she cooks, you know, for offer, you know.
No, I didn't know.
Yeah, she cooks, so that way she cooks. That means she cooks. So the offer has to eat down there.
You mean Arthur eats over there with them?
He'd go to the meat house and he'd buy about 10 miles of meat every week or something like that.
Who does?
Arthur.
Arthur does?
Mm-hmm. He'd buy 10 miles of meat.
Arthur goes to the meat house and buys $10 worth of meat.
Yes, sir, he does. When he's waking.
Yeah.
Yeah, he goes in and buys meat. So they have some now and then. Yes, sir, he has to eat, you know, and he's got to get some, buy some meat.
I wouldn't think Arthur'd have enough left to buy meat or groceries.
Well, he buys meat first. Be sure you get that meat.
Half pint wouldn't last long for Arthur.
Half pint. He don't buy no half pint. He buys about a pint and a fifth.
Yeah.
When he buys.
Fifth.
Wouldn't last him long if half a pint. Ain't nothing but a drop.
Mm-mm. Just think of all that good money going down like that.
Going down the gutter.
Yeah.
Going
on the many things they could have, you know.
It's the truth. But they just throw it away. That's the way they love to do, so that's the way they do.
And Carrie don't have much money to throw away.
So with what she has, what she do have.
cigarettes and whiskey.
Well, that's cigarette and whiskey. Yes, that's a hobby.
That's a hobby. Mm-hmm.
I picked tomatoes when I was 60. There in 4 miles, when we're going to the field, we kill a rattlesnake about that big.
They get there. They get up there.
Right side forward. And all that day, the field, we had to stop some of the pickles. Some of the men, and let's make them field walkers walk down the road in front of us and kill ground rattlers.
Mm-hmm.
And the man told us that he was going to raise our wages $2 more. He paid us $10, but he told us he was going to pay us $12. So my sister Ann and I, we had to ride back in the car with him. He said, I sure want you to grow. So I'm going to say, you can grow. Don't have to go behind you or nothing. He said, I noticed that this afternoon will come out there. I looked up, yes, I'm Mr. Green, because I'll be right there in the morning. I'll be the first one in the truck. And that morning Ann called me going away. I was back and forth about your truck you and Mr. Green go on. So we stayed around the house. We figured everybody about go on the corner. I was one of them, Mr. Greco had one of his trucks waiting on us, and I looked for seated. I said, let's go and look where it didn't come in. And they waited down about 9:30 or 10 o'clock, and then I was down the street looking at him when he pulled off, and looked on the down corner. And when Mr. Greco did see him, I said, you know, Mr. Greco, if I got up the next morning, I said, one of my little nieces was sick, and I'd carry her to the doctor. I said, my sister there, she had to stay with the other two. I said, we just couldn't make it. And I said, and no, we're making them rattlesnakes. And when Mr. Greco did see him, I said, you know, Mr. Greco, if I got up the next morning, I said, one of my little nieces was sick, and I'd carry her to the doctor. I said, my sister there, she had to stay with the other two. I said, we just couldn't make it. And I said, no, we're making them rattlesnakes.
Well, there's...
I mean, why did you kill one here? Kill one by like that for all day long. I said, God help me to make this day. And get out of this field, I won't come back.
Well, you'd be the picture that run next to the bar.
Yeah, what?
This is a little chemical now than it used to be because it don't like to burn the woods off and they ain't got nothing to do just stay out there in the rain. But see, a long time ago they used to burn the woods off and just like they're going to clean up a field, they'd burn that field off before they clean up and start turning land.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't see that.
No, hardly anybody does now.
Mm. Yeah, see, that run the state back.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't run them back, they'd get out there and you'd see them and kill them.
Yeah, another thing it does, it keeps that undergrowth cleared out a little bit. Pull out some of the Miss Patterson's roads, you know, that front road there, and go there by the Ferguson house. It ain't far there from the Ferguson house.
I got another dog. No, I ain't gonna run too far, because I'm gonna have something in my hand to keep me from running.
I'd like to go back there, too. I've been back there. Always less than that. I think from what they said.
Yeah, if it's where Mr. Mary used to have that other house, and it was a pump there. Well, our house is just back this side. Because you come up the hill, and when you get up on the hill, you turn to your right and come out, I turn to your left to go to that pump. Around here, you used to be farming a lot.
Yeah.
And then practically everybody had cows.
Yeah.
Let the cows out and graze and things. But now ain't nobody around here to farm. Ain't nobody around here got no cows and things. So ain't nothing for the woods for it to do but grow up in the woods.
No. Mm-mm.
Because, let me see, Jesse Walker, he had a bunch of cows. And when Mr. Bubba Jackson was living, he had one or two cows. And then Mr. Collins, he had a bunch of cows. Mr. Bradley, he had a bunch of cows.
Mm-hmm.
And... Well, probably everybody around here had, with the Charlie James there, he had a cow or two, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I know Anna, one time she had one or two cows, but stayed him. Well, you see, they put their cows out there in the woods and let them graze, and that'll keep down a lot of them.
Oh, yeah, that'll keep them down.
And then you see, in the one time, they'd burn off and things. When you get ready to plow up land, they'd burn off.
Mm-hmm.
But now they don't do that.
And then no cows around there to put out the grain.
Yeah.
Well, John's over there, he had a cow, and Fanny and Uncle Press, when they were living, they had cows. And the Viola, when she was living, she had a cow. But they had a cow too, didn't they? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, one time we had cows.
The only cow I know now is over there across the railroad, that Mr.
I see that pretty cow sits out there.
She's a pretty cow. It's alive and good. Yeah.
That's
what
I saw
mine
since I was a child.
Yeah. You know, I didn't think things would change that fast.
And it's just sitting in every one or two. And every house had chickens.
Yeah. Well, the biddies used to come off, and we'd see them out there, and we'd think, well, it won't be long till we have a drumstick.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd just watch them get up there, you see.
And now, if you're sitting, you got to go to stone behind.
Yeah. And then they have time to get them butchered then, you know. Or just buy drumsticks or something like that. Well, sir, we had a rain.
Yeah, that was a nice. I thought I was
going
to get some more to do, but I think it's
going to
try to wait
till
tonight.
You think it might come again tonight?
It might.
Well, I wouldn't have never guessed when I left here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
I know it rained about 2 or 3 inches because, put some ice in right there.
Yeah.
I think I caught it full of water about 4 times.
Yeah.
I
thought it was
yesterday morning. I said, I'd rather go rain too.
Girl that's in here, yeah.
Oh, that was what they call a nudie.
Yeah. Now, was she brought up in this country?
Mm-hmm.
Was her grandmother?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I saw her down there, you know, take care of the baby when I first come.
The baby raised up from her baby before her mother died when she was a baby.
Oh, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Miss Amy raised her.
Raised her and her other sister. Because, what's her name? Arthur kept the other children and the older children.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she had Monk and them for a while, and then Arthur come got them.
Mm-hmm.
And after he come and got the older children, she kept Alice, me, and Nudie.
And she still lives there. Now that's nice. That's nice. Glad she does. Belongs to. Hmm.
These hounds hunt, as the experts say, on a clean heel. Here goes that. Now, losing a scent in water is the first thing a hunted man would think of. On the other hand, if hounds follow me down here, it surely shouldn't be hard even for a dog, if they don't mind me calling them dogs, to conclude that I've crossed to the other side. On the other hand, wet gumboot surely can't leave much of a scent on this muddy ground. If it's an airborne scent they're following, it'll be easy, but I just wonder if they would follow my track at all. Would they go around here, for instance? No, it's too difficult. I'll take the fire. But we'll just see if they cast off in the wrong direction to begin with when they're on the trail. Wading down a stream, I'm told, would simply delay the hunt. Hounds would simply cast up and down on the other side till they picked up the trail again. That's not bad going. They'll do it quicker than I did. This is a bit of luck. I'll walk right into the herd and then turn at right angles and see if the hounds are put off by the more powerful scent of cattle. Change my boots now. If these hounds are following a pure ground scent, you would think this would surely throw them off. Well, we'll see. Down here for a minute to see if it checks them at all, and then I'll circle the pond twice, widely the second time, so that I cross my own trail, which you'd think would make it difficult for hounds. Well, here goes again. Part of this hunt was anything like this last bit, it must have been a convincing demonstration of the amazing powers these dogs have to follow a trail. Apparently my change of boots didn't throw them for a second. And did you notice that they all checked where I went into the bushes round the pond for a moment? And though my double circle round the pond threw them, a little one hound found the trail and bayed, and they were all on it in a shot. real pack work. Oh, I'm glad I'm not a real fugitive with these things in my trail. Good boy. Yeah, great work, great work.
In Great Britain last year, there was something of a national scandal because more than 700 prisoners, including the international spy George Blake, escaped from jail. More than 100 are still at large. Mr. Allen and his Hounds of St. Hubert stand ready to help. But when I talked with him a few days ago, he said the police haven't, as yet, telephoned. This is David Weber in London. International Magazine will be with you again next month. Good night.